listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Thursday morning. It's time to check in with our friend Jane Wilkie of LSS Living Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Andy. Did you, all of you in St. Louis land, make it through all the bumpy weather yesterday in the last couple of days?
I believe we did, but I'm certain we had some listeners that were affected by it yesterday. I haven't heard any more reports, but we had one tornado in the listening area yesterday, last night around, I think it was around 8 p.m.
Well, it is time when we hear those sirens. Yeah. To pray for others. I used to be a teacher years ago at a Lutheran school, and one of the teachers that taught fourth grade would always stop with his kids in the classroom. Anytime they heard an ambulance or a fire truck go by, they would stop and they would pray for whoever that person and that family was. And, you know, carrying that into my adulthood, I kind of think of that each time. And maybe we need to add tornado sirens and storm warnings to that as well.
Yeah. It was crazy weather last night. It was pretty rough. But
yeah. Regarding Lutheran Senior Services today, I have a couple of different things I want to cover in our time together this morning. And the first is that I wanted to put a call out for volunteers. I found out this past week that Hidden Gems, our resale shop on Watson Road in Crestwood, is looking for volunteers. And like they always say, you know, every volunteer is as unique as the pieces at Hidden Gems, you know, and there's very eclectic and unique things that come in there each day. But truly, one of the great parts of the experience is the volunteers who work in the shop. There are some who are regulars. There are some who have been there since it first opened its doors. But they are getting busier, and they would love some more volunteers. So I did also find out that they have a payback program for their volunteers. I do not know the details of the payback program, so I thought I would just give the phone number and the person to contact. And if anyone is interested, can give, I do not know the types of shifts that they work with, but I do know that it is open from, I believe it's 10 to 6. And so the shifts, I believe, include things like being with the customers, probably sorting through the pieces, helping to stock the store. There are a variety of different things that could be done. And so they're looking for volunteers for Hidden Gems. And anyone interested can contact Joy. That's Joy at 314-446-2426, 314-446-2426. And Joy is our director of move-in resources. And Joy's team works with the individuals who get ready to move into our LSS senior living communities. And then a lot of the pieces that are in Hidden Gems come from those homes. But, of course, donations are accepted all the time, and volunteers are being sought. And just a reminder to everyone that Hidden Gems is a store of Lutheran Senior Services. It is a resale shop, and its proceeds go to support Benevolent Care, which is our fund that supports those seniors who can no longer support themselves. It is open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It is at 9051 Watson Road. That is in Crestwood Square. If you're familiar with where Applebee's is on Watson Road, it is just behind the Applebee's. It's a hidden gem of a shop just behind Applebee's. That's Hidden Gems at 314-446-2426.
Hidden Gems is a fun little place. I've enjoyed going over there a couple of times for live broadcasts from there. Our staff has enjoyed coming along and doing some shopping there as well. It's a neat resource, and it's a win-win-win for everybody.
Well, it really truly is. And I'm glad you mentioned, Andy, that you had been there. It's been a while, of course, since I have been there. But what I did notice about when I would go, is that it looks different than other resale shops do, the way they have it set up, and their inventory changes a lot. I did want to mention as well that there is a Facebook page, And it is LSS Hidden Gems, facebook.com/LSS Hidden Gems. If you like that Facebook page, they will often post pictures of some of the new items that have come in or the new items they've brought out into the shop. And so that's a fun way to see what's available at Hidden Gems as well. And as I mentioned last week, Andy, it is May, and that is Older Americans Month. And during Older Americans Month here in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis and St. Paul, for the listeners who don't realize that that's where I live right now, there is a piece that comes out in support of older adults. It's actually published by the Star Tribune, the Minneapolis Star Tribune. It's called The Good Life, and it does release a couple times during the year, but always make sure that it releases in May. And it's full of a lot of good information. And there was an article that caught my eye as I was looking through it this past week that really struck me, because I think the statistics and what the article was talking about are probably true for any area that our listeners might be listening from, because I know that you live stream throughout the United States and actually, all over the world. But there might be listeners who are listening in the St. Louis area, and there might be listeners that are listening beyond. And I think these statistics and this need, the caregivers that care for the loved ones who are aging, is probably a pretty prominent need no matter where we live. And this particular article took three different situations. One was a spouse that was caring for her husband who has Parkinson's. Another was a husband caring for his wife who has Alzheimer's. And a third was a daughter caring for a mom who doesn't have a specific like Parkinson's or Alzheimer's, but whose needs are continually changing and does need more and more assistance. And so kind of followed each of these families. And some of the things were very unique to that situation. For example, the husband who's taking care of his wife who has Alzheimer's was talking about that change. Oh, his wife actually did all the cooking, all the cleaning, all the laundry. He had never done it. That was kind of traditional for older couples. She'd even handle the finances. So when she started coming down with Alzheimer's, she had to relearn a lot of things. Kind of the same was true for the wife who's caring for her husband for Parkinson's, needed to learn a lot of it. And then the daughter, the talk about the daughter is actually interesting, because she started an in-home services agency because she started to realize the needs that her mom was experiencing and the toll that caregiving was taking on her as a daughter. So started this in-home services agency. But there are a couple of statistics here that I thought I would share from the article. I'll just go ahead and read here. Caregiving can mean changing traditional roles, husbands taking on wives' jobs and vice versa, children watching over a parent the way a parent once watched over the child. It means learning new skills, handling unfamiliar tasks, and cultivating the ability to be patient. And those are hardly the only challenges facing the estimated 34.2 million Americans. That's 34.2 million Americans, including 670,000 in Minnesota, who provide unpaid care for people with dementia, mobility limitations, or other health problems. The majority of care that older Americans receive comes from adult children, spouses, friends, and other unpaid people. 60% of caregivers are women. On average, family caregivers provide 24 hours a week of services, according to a 2015 AARP report. If those services were paid, they'd be worth about $470 billion a year, or about half as much as the federal government spent last year on Medicare, Medicaid, the Children's Health Insurance Program, and the Affordable Care Act combined. And, of course, the article goes on to talk about a lot more things. But one of the things that it does talk about is, the variety of things that caregivers do. Family caregivers shop, cook, clean house. They provide transportation. They might help dress, bathe, help with toilet use. They might handle finances, insurance, go through mail with their loved ones. You know, they also schedule appointments. They drive and they take people to their appointments. They listen. They sit there during the appointment so they can interpret what the doctor is saying and help the older adult understand. There are just a variety of different things that go into family caregiving. And one of the things that the article also touches on is the toll that caregiving takes on the people who deliver it. They zero in on the stress that it takes, you know, the stress of having this kind of responsibility for someone. They may also get their own health challenges because we all know that stress can lead to that. And then there are also some financial challenges. So when you think about it, if you are a person who is still working full-time and you are delivering care for a loved one, you may often have to take a little bit more time off of work that may affect the paycheck. There are additional expenses that you might incur. So this is no small thing that is facing us. And, you know, Andy, as the population continues to age, it is only going to get more and more prevalent. Mm-hmm. I think there are going to be more and more families that are going to be facing this. And the reasons are really a combination of a lot of things, not the least of which is we are living longer. So we are living longer, but that doesn't mean that we don't still age. So the you know, the whole idea of aging but still having some needs, our whole society needs to look at it. Each of our states, each of our individual communities needs to look at it. But it does hit home when it hits the individual families. So I did want to let the listeners know about two things. First of all, if anyone is in the St. Louis area and they are either an older adult themselves or the child of an older adult and they would like to learn a little bit more about the variety of options that are available to care for older adults, there is a presentation at Meridian Village, which is in Glen Carbon. So I guess we're probably focusing more on those listeners that would be in the Metro East, just over the river from St. Louis. But Lutheran Senior Services has a senior living community, Meridian Village, in Glen Carbon. And on Thursday, May 19th, a week from today, at either 10 a.m. or 1:30 p.m., there's going to be a presentation by Tim Prosch, P-R-O-S-C-H. Tim is the author of a book called The Other Talk. And he has written this book after interviewing many, many, many baby boomers and the challenges they face and the questions that they ask. And so he's going to be talking about the conversation that people need to have with their adult children about the challenges and decisions the family will face in the later years of life. Or if you're an adult child, maybe you would like to go to figure out how do you even go through this decision-making process? How do you work up a plan between older adults and their children to help develop developing that plan to finance the future? Talk about, do you stay home? Do you look at the resources? Do you move into a community? So The Other Talk on Thursday, May 19th, 10 a.m. or 1:30 p.m., presented by Tim Prosch. That's at Meridian Village. It is not necessary to RSVP, but if you can, they would be helpful. And you can RSVP by May 16th, calling 618-205-2138. That's 618-205-2138. And, of course, Lutheran Senior Services also has our own home and community-based services that you can access at our website, lssliving.org.
Very good. Lots of information on the website there, especially about the upcoming events as well. And Glen Carbon's not that far. You don't have to be in the Metro East to go
there.
No,
that's right. You really don't have to do that. I think we just tend to kind of think that way. That river goes in between. But it is. It just sounds like a fascinating presentation. And if anybody wants to learn a little bit more about it, the author's last name is Prosch, P-R-O-S-C-H, Tim Prosch. And if you Google that, Tim Prosch and The Other Talk, you can also even get a copy of his book or learn a little bit more about his story online.
Very good. Well, thanks, Jane.
You're very welcome. We will talk again next week.
Well, anything else? As we have about another minute if you have anything else.
Oh, we do. Okay, yeah. Well, I'm going to do just one more baseball thing then. I wasn't sure if I'd have a chance for my little devotional closing. And this particular one, I thought I would just take a look at the home run. Jesus made our run toward our heavenly home possible by his grace through faith, and he is the only way home. We read in John 14, verses 1 through 6, when Thomas says to Jesus, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" And Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." So in this baseball season, when you see that home run, look toward the fact that we have a heavenly home waiting for us. Those of us who believe in Jesus, who died for our sins, took them to the cross and rose victorious over sin, death, and the devil, we know we have a home run waiting for us.
Well, thanks, Jane. I hope that that you have a great week, or a great weekend, really, coming up. And we'll talk next week.
Thanks very much.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
Coming up in just a little bit, the Daily Lectionary, underwritten by our friends at Lutheran Federal Credit Union. Join us for that as we study with Pastor Jay Winters, University Lutheran Church and Student Center in Tallahassee, Florida. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.